Well, Glasgow, delighted to be here in your midst again this afternoon to bring to you the message of God's grace, His love that He has made known, revealed to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And of course, He has given us the record, God's infallible, His faultless record. You like to have a copy of God's Word. It's offered to you quite freely and without any cost or obligation to you. We have Bibles, New Testaments, this Gospel of John, offered to you freely. Read, study, meditate upon God's Word. Who knows, but maybe God gives you the light, understanding that you need in order to be reconciled to Him. Any questions you have, like to try and answer if I can. Don't have the answer to all your philosophical dilemmas, but I do believe I have the answer to man's most important question, and that is how a man can be just before God, how a man can be right with God. You're in trouble, distressed for any reason whatsoever, you'd like somebody to pray for you, then I would be more than happy to do so. But we're here to bring to you, to your notice, to your attention, the love that God has for the world of mankind, and how He has given us evidence, how He has declared that love to all the world in the sending and the giving of His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. God has declared and shown to the world His love. And of course, His Son Jesus Christ has died for the sins of the world. Glasgow, part of the world. You, part of God's world. God in His grace and love and giving. Why? Because He's a giving God, a good God. We're not good. We're the very opposite. And we have no good. No good without God. All goodness is in Him. And that goodness, of course, is obtainable, is offered to you here in Glasgow this afternoon through faith. For God so loved the world that He gave the gift of His only Son, that whoever believes, whoever stretches out the hand of faith and receives the gift of God, His only Son, that whoever believes, trusts, puts their confidence in His Son shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you, Glasgow sinners. Christ is dead for you and alive from the dead to make you right with God. Faith is required of you. That's all that hinders you and keeps you from God, from knowing Him, knowing His love, knowing His forgiveness, knowing the blessings of God, simply and only your unbelief, your refusal to believe on the name of His only Son. Whoever believes in the Son has life, but whoever does not believe, does not have life, and never will. There is no life apart from God, only death. That's why the Bible describes us in our natural born state and condition as being dead in our trespasses and sins. Dead, that is, to God, alienated from the life of God because of our natural born state and condition. Conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, die in sin, and remain in that state of death for all eternity, but for the grace of God intervening, coming to us through the preaching of the gospel, through the declaration of God's Son, crucified, dead and buried, and raised again from the dead, in order that you are Glasgow sinner here today, that you might live. Go to Christ, go to Christ, go to Jesus, and you shall live. I am come, he says, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That abundant life, that eternal life, that quality of life, that everlasting life is to be found in Jesus, in the Son of God, and him alone. That's what he came to bring you. Not a mess of religion. Religion cannot put life into your soul. Dead religion can do nothing for a dead soul. Religion comes to kill and destroy. Jesus says, I did not come to kill. I did not come to destroy. I came that men might have life. The life is in the blood, in that divine blood shed on that cross. That's where the life is. You apply the blood of Jesus Christ by faith, and you get the life, you get the divine life, you get the eternal life, the quality of life, the abundant life, you get life in all its fullness, you get the everlasting life. Whoever believes in him, Jesus, the Son of God, the mighty Son of God, the King of glory, whoever believes in him shall not perish in their sin, but have everlasting life. Yours, Glasgow, for the taking. You, Glasgow sinners, whatever kind of sinner you be, no sin deeper than the grace of God in Jesus Christ. No sin that can't be forgiven. No sin can't be blotted out. No sin that can't be dealt with by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Whatever your sin might be, however many they might be, however dark they might be, however disgusting you think they might be, there is a way back to God, and Jesus is that way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. No other name under heaven given amongst men by which we you must be saved. None other name under the whole canopy of heaven. Matters not where you come from. Matters not what your background is. Matters not what your color, your creed is. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed for the sins of the world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the everlasting love of God, never to be separated from the love of God ever again. Today, Glasgow, be reconciled to God. Close with Jesus Christ. Draw near to him. Go to him, and he'll give you life, love, and lasting joy. All those commodities that men and women are looking for in the world today, in Glasgow today. I just want to live, they say, but cannot because of the sin factor. I just want to live, they say, and to love. Love, your world, your city talks about and sings about love. The world talks about love, but they can't define it. They can't tell you what it is. They can't accomplish it. They say we don't need this religion. We don't need this gospel. Let's all just love one another. But why don't you? Because you can't. Because you don't know what love is. Not until you've been to Jesus. Life and love and lasting joy to be found in Jesus. Even the happiness that the world brings to you is transient. It's transient. It's short-lived. You turn to the booze, turn to the drugs, the immorality, whatever it might be, the materialism, the houses, the phones, the laptops, and all the rest of it. Brings happiness for 5 minutes, and then it dissolves. A joy, says Jesus, I give to you that no man can take away from you. A joy, a lasting joy. Life and love and lasting joy, but found in Jesus, found in the Son of God, in Him alone, in the gospel pertaining to Jesus. The love of God, the forgiveness of God, the pleasures and the delights that are to be found in God, such as this world can never afford you, can never give you. You go and you drink at the fountains of pleasure in this world, and what do? They end up mocking you. You go to the drink, you go to the drugs, you go to the sin, and you drink, and yes, there's pleasure in sin. God acknowledges that in His Word. But it's transient, it doesn't last, and in the end, the sin ends up mocking you. You're left without life. You're left destroyed, ruined, and undone in the end. Jesus, He gave you life and love and lasting joy, the everlasting love of God, the unquenchable love of God, found in Jesus through faith in Him. Come to Him today. Trust in Him today. Put your confidence in Jesus today. He's the King of glory. He's the great I am. He's the God of all the earth. He's the creator. He's the provider. He's the redeemer. And He's the judge of all the earth. He's everything. And without Him, you're nothing. You need Jesus. You need my Jesus. You need the Jesus of the Bible. I'm not talking about the Jesus of Mecca. I'm not talking about the Jesus of Rome. I'm not talking about the Jesus of your world religions. I'm talking about the Jesus of the Bible, the Son of God, crucified, dead, buried, raised again from the dead, conquering sin and death and hell, and able to take away and deal with your sin, your guilt, your shame, your blame, the wrath and the curse of God that lies upon you. Able, I tell you, to rescue you, deliver you, forgive you, and bring eternal life to your soul. Word of God for you here this afternoon in Glasgow, taken from the Gospel according to Luke, where Jesus, His own words, spoken by Himself, the Son of God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Perhaps you don't know, but God, the Bible tells us, God exists in three persons. One God, three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son into the world to die for sinners. And the Son of God came in His love and died for sinners and rose again from the dead. and by the third person of the Holy Spirit, third person of God, the Holy Spirit, man must be reborn, born again. God the Father is sending His Son to die for the sins of the world, to die for Glasgow sinners here this afternoon. In the immense free love of God that is offered to you here this afternoon in Jesus Christ. When Jesus spoke these words, He was on the cross, nailed to the cross. That's what He came for. It was no accident, no accident at all. It was not planned by men, but it was the plan of God. God is sending His Son into the world, sent Him for this reason, that at this time, that He would die on that cross. That was the timing of these words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Perfect timing. 2,000 years ago, at just the right time, the Bible says, God's time, not man's time, at just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. That's what He was doing on that cross. No accident, planned right down to the nth degree, right down to the last second. There upon that cross, Jesus, His very purpose in coming at that time and dying upon that cross so that He could utter those words, Father, forgive them. Now, at that time, that forgiveness became available, and available now to you here this afternoon in Glasgow, as these words are proclaimed amongst you. Father, forgive them. It's a possibility. Forgiveness. It does not come easily. It does not come cheaply. It comes at great cost, but not to you. It comes at great cost to God. He set His love for you Glasgow sinners over above the love of His Son. He gave His Son up to the death of the cross so that He might be able to utter those words at this time. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If you knew what your sin did, if you knew how that your sin grieved God, if you knew the awfulness of your sin, how that it tramples upon God's law, how that it tramples upon His love, how that it tramples upon even your very own being which is given to you of God, that you might live to the glory of God, live in the fear of God, live in the love of God. But in sinning, sinning without knowledge, sinning without the realization of exactly what it is that you're doing, in ignorance, but still not blameless, responsible, every one of us, yourself and myself included, for all our sins. But Jesus here, at this time, He cries, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's able to make that cry. He's able to make that plea at that particular time. Why? Because He was shedding His blood. He was shedding that divine blood on that cross so that forgiveness could be a reality for you. It had to be divine blood, because the ordinary blood of an ordinary man could not wash away the stain. The ordinary blood of an ordinary man could not affect salvation. It had to be divine blood. At that time, Jesus made this cry because that divine blood was being shed. And so therefore, forgiveness had become a reality, a possibility. And now here, almost 2,000 years later, that cry goes up here in George Square in Glasgow. And that forgiveness that you need more than you understand, more than you know, that forgiveness that you need is available to you. And Jesus is more willing to forgive you, I tell you, than you're willing to forgive. Were you to come to Him? Were you to seek Him? Were you to believe? Were you to trust in Him, in His divine person, and in His divine blood? You would be forgiven. This is the very heart of the gospel that we declare to you here today, that there is forgiveness with God. There is forgiveness. There's a way back to God. There is no need for fear. There is no need for any anxiety whatsoever in coming to God. He has made His love known, declared His love, makes His love known to you here this afternoon, and the possibility of forgiveness. Father, Father, the Son cries, forgive them. And this is a son who always gets from his father what he asks for. Not every son can say that, but this one can. He always gets from his father what he asks for. Father, forgive them. That forgiveness is offered to you this afternoon. Trust, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in His person. Trust in His precious blood. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You must be. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and would take Glasgow's sin away this afternoon. Even your sin, the deepest dyed sin, however many, however awful, however dark they might be. Father, forgive them. You come to Jesus and you get forgiveness. He cried from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who is He talking about? He's talking about the people who will trust in Him, the people who will hear the gospel, the people who will hear the voice of the preachers down through the generations, right to the end of the world, who go into the world and proclaim this great gospel, this great forgiveness, who lift up their voices in city squares like this and tell them of the great, immense love of God, and tell them of the free forgiveness that is to be found in Jesus Christ, who come and proclaim these words of Jesus, Father, forgive them. And those who hear the words, and those who believe the words, and those who receive the words, and those who come to Jesus and receive Jesus, because in receiving Jesus, you receive the forgiveness. Many people say, oh, they would like to have forgiveness, but they don't want it this way. Some say, oh, I want forgiveness, but I want it through Muhammad. God says, I love you, but I can't do that. Blood must be shed. Divine blood had to be shed in order for this forgiveness to be a reality. Muhammad cannot deal with your sin. He died for nobody. He died for his own sins. That's all. You might say, well, I've got another way. I can do it myself. I can do it by my own means. I can do it by my religion. No, says God, I love you, but I won't do that. God will forgive you. God will pardon you. God will clear you of your every sin, but only through his divine Son, Jesus Christ, who made this cry, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That forgiveness is set before you this afternoon. Jesus Christ is set before you this afternoon. You take him and you get the forgiveness and you get all the blessings of God. But you say no to Jesus. You say, no, I don't want him. I won't have him. Then you cannot have God's forgiveness. You cannot have the benefits without the benefactor. Jesus, he is the forgiveness of God. He who made this plea, this cry, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He came to his own people. His own people did not receive him. But to them that did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. You this afternoon, Glasgow sinners, whoever, whatever else you be, I tell you, you come to Jesus, you receive him, you believe in his name, and you get the forgiveness that he pled for, cried for, to his Father, at this time on the cross, Father, forgive them. But then, of course, the people he's talking about are only those people who believe, who truly believe, who trust in him and him alone, apart from any works of their own. And of course, the ground, the basis upon which the Father is able to forgive you this afternoon is the basis of the cross, where Jesus bled and died and made this plea from, this cry, Father, forgive them. How can the Father forgive you? You have sinned against a holy, holy, holy God. You have broken God's law. You have rejected God's love. How can God forgive you after all that you've done? How can he turn his anger away from you? How can he remove your sins from you? On the basis, and only on one basis alone, the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. That blood shed on the cross, that and that alone. The only remedy for sin, there is no other. You go where you will, the world over, any store you like, go and ask them for some commodity, some detergent that'll wash you and make you clean. Take away the stain of sin. They'll laugh you out of the world. They'll tell you that you're an absolute fool. There's nothing that can do that. Well, they're not quite right, because the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, is powerful, I tell you, is mighty. Mighty, I tell you, to cleanse the deepest dyed sinner, the worst of Glasgow sinners. Able, I tell you, to work down into the depths of your soul, wash you, cleanse you, make you pure in heart, take away your every sin, and drive the anger and the wrath of God into the deepest sea where it can never, never be found again. And all this Glasgow Oh, listen, the love of God. This is the love of God, I tell you. And giving and sending His Son to die on that cross, to shed His blood on that cross, so that He could, so that the Father could forgive you. He provided the very basis upon which you can be forgiven this afternoon. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them on the basis of my suffering, He says. Forgive them on the basis of my pain. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Father, forgive them on the basis of my forsakenness. Abandoned, forsaken. Hell came upon Him. He bore the wrath of God in His own body on that tree, so that He could make this plea, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Only on the basis of the cross, only through the cross, only through that old rugged cross, where the Son of God bled and died. Only that divine blood. Nothing else can take away the stain. Nothing else can wash you. Nothing else can make you whole again. Have you been to Jesus? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be Glasgow. You must be. There's no other remedy for sin. I don't know very much. I'm not a smart man. I'm not a clever man. I've never been to a university. I couldn't answer your philosophical questions. But I tell you this. I tell you this. There's two things that I've learned. There's two things that I know. One is this. I know what the disease is. Sin. In the hearts, in the lives of every man, woman and child, under the sound of my voice here this afternoon. Sin is a disease, and the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the cure. Applied to any sinner in Glasgow here this afternoon. You get washed, you get cleansed, you get saved. You get reconciled to God. You get peace with God through the blood of His Son's cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The basis of God's forgiveness, the cross of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. But you need this forgiveness, Glasgow. Why? Because you're in ignorance. They know not what they do. If you knew God, if you only knew. If you only knew His goodness. If you only knew His love. If you only knew the immensity of His love that He has for you. Ignorance. People, my people, God says, perish for want of knowledge. You know not your Maker. You know not God. You know not His love. You know not His grace. You know not His kindness. You know not His loving kindness. And it's because of that you sin, and you live in sin, and you wallow in the mire, in the swamp of human sin. If you knew, if you only knew, if that ignorance was dispelled, I tell you, taken away, and you are given the knowledge of God and of His love, the immensity of it, I tell you, you would turn and you would flee, run into the arms of Jesus. If you were given a glimpse, I tell you, of the awfulness, of the depravity, of the ugliness of your sin, and what it does to you, what it does to your world, you would You would run to Jesus Christ. You would run to Him. You would swim shark-infested waters to get to Jesus Christ, because He alone can forgive you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In foolishness, in ignorance, in ignorance.
And on thy blades and such accounts of blood which was not so before. There is no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. Now all the one half-world nature seems dead, and wicked dreams
fools abound. Fools abound, Glasgow.
To know the wolf whose house.
They know not what they do. They know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the blindness of your ignorance. Ignorance. Willful ignorance. Willful blindness. But even in that blindness, even in that willful rejection of God's immense love, grace and pleasure, the Son of God continues to cry from His throne, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I hope and I pray that you come to a realization, that you come to know something of the love that God has for you, Glasgow sinners. And then you come to a realization of what sin is, and what it's doing to you.
Hello.
And what it's doing to God Himself.
Hello.
And that you turn.
Hi.
That you turn. What do you want?
So.
That you turn from your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only remedy. Two things, Glasgow: the cure and the disease. Sin is the cure. Sin is the disease, rather.
Listen to me.
And Christ, His blood shed on the cross.
Bro.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Bro.
Trusting only in Jesus, in the Son of God, alone cleanses from sin. Glasgow sinners, whatever you be, whoever you are, come to Jesus. Bring your sins to Him, to the cross. Just put your confidence in the Son of God to take away your sin and reconcile you to God. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. As I say to you, it's offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. We have Bibles, New Testaments, the Gospel of John, God's record offered to you. Take, read, study, meditate upon God's Word. Who knows, but maybe He'll give you the light, the understanding that you need, the faith that you need. Got a question? Then bring it to us. Counsel you want? Somebody to pray for you? Gladly do that. Remember the words of the Savior. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye, Glasgow. Repent, 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 and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus has opened the way into that kingdom with His cry, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come today, don't delay. Trust in the Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. God bless you, Glasgow, and have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.
Amen. You doing, brother?
It's not a day for handsome fools.